Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. Having a great visit with our good friend Leslie Kossoff. Our website is kossoff.com. That's two S's and two F's. I encourage you to go there and check it out and find her executive field guides, which are absolutely outstanding. Leslie, that'd be a first step that they could do to get some ROI in this strategic thinking, isn't it?
Absolutely. And because it's you and your listeners, I've set up a special page where if you go to kossoff.com/smallbusinessadvocate, all is one word, you'll find the executive field guides at a reduced price.
All right. And I bet if they emailed you and said, hey, I can't remember, I can't spell entrepreneur, but I know that Blasingame radio guy or that crazy gym guy, I bet you'd help them out with that too, wouldn't you?
I would definitely do that, and I'll be happy to.
So all you got to do is remember Jim or Crazy or Radio or whatever, and I'm sure she'll get that. Okay, Leslie, what we're trying to do right now, we've set the table to we've got small business owners. They just can't wait to get to be more strategic, but they're thinking, you know what? I'm not there yet. I've still got to run my business. I've still got to deal with all these alligators. How do I wander over into strategy a little bit and get a quick payday so that I can get a taste of the good stuff? And I want to spend more time. How do we do that, Leslie?
Okay, first and easiest way to do it is the next time something goes wrong, immediately after it's been fixed, you get the team of people together, and even if it's your whole organization, if it's all 25 of your folks,
you.
Yes, exactly. You do an all-hands meeting, and the topic of discussion with no anger whatsoever is, what went wrong? Why did it go wrong? And how often does this happen?
And what did we learn?
Yes. And then you go into what have we learned? What can we learn from this? What would we like to do better? And, of course, you're going to have, in the best of all possible worlds, if we had all of the money in the world, this is what we would do. And then you bring it back to, okay, given the constraints within which we're currently working, what could we have done differently given what we have to work with now? And then what will shift into the strategic thinking, and as an owner, you can do this with your team, but then you also take it out of the meeting. And honest to God, if you have a 5-minute commute home, turn your brain off from the, oh my God, I have to fix this, and then start thinking about the, boy, what if we were to do something more with what we've already learned about today? And if you take each one of the problems that you're dealing with, and you do that 15 to 30 minute review after you've fixed it, you'll start finding exactly what the answers are.
There's another player in there, Leslie, that we might want to consider at some point in time. We might want to consider including them in the discussion. And that's the customer. Because we might be
correct.
Mistaken about what happened. They might have a better answer. What do you think?
That's absolutely correct. But before you do that, make sure you've had your discussion so that you've identified within what you can identify as well as potential fixes. Then bring your customer in and say, you know, we're really trying to improve how we're working with you, and we want to make sure that we've got everything that you need nailed. Talk to us.
Right.
Go ahead. No, you go ahead.
I was just going to say, folks, look, if ask yourself this: how much time in a week's time, how much time do I spend with my key people or all my people talking about how can we get better, and how much in an average week, how much do we do? I'll tell you, Leslie, I think a lot of people would, if they were true to themselves, they would say we don't spend any time doing that.
Absolutely correct,
and that's a huge, catastrophic, death wish, professional death wish mistake.
It is. It's absolutely a death wish mistake, and I hope it makes you feel better, all small business owners out there. it is just as big a problem in large corporations as it is in small businesses. The difference is where they have the time because they can make the time, they don't do it.
Use the time wisely.
Exactly. If you want to differentiate yourself, and if you look at the companies that you hold up as the best of breed examples in your arena, what you're going to find is they do spend the time talking with their key people inside and out of the organization.
And that's a lesson we can learn from the big companies. Kossoff.com is the website, two S's and two F's. Leslie is the proprietor. She's one of our best folks in the old brain trust. Leslie, thanks for being here. Thanks for joining us all the way from Paris, France.
Always a pleasure, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Leslie Kossoff, what would we do without her? I told you we'd get smarter when Leslie joined us. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.